So during the this fire procession, the main meditation that you can do to purify the negativities of the past and also to purify the obstacles in life, obstacle to your mental life as well as the obstacle for your spiritual practices. And do a strong visualization that all the negativities and all the obstacles, you know, coming out from your energy, coming out from your body, coming out from your mind, coming out from your existence in the form of black smoke, in the form of black smoke, then dissolve into the image of the scorpion, that which arrange on the plate. You should feel that the past, present, future, the obscurations, mental obscurations, past, present, future, obstacles, interference, the karmic debt, the harm from the karmic debtors, everything, you know, in the form of blessing coming out from below part of your body, then naturally entering into the image of the scorpion. And the scorpion is not a living scorpion, it's black sesame seed scorpion. So this black sesame seed image of scorpion has a great significance of being the essence of our negativities, our obstacles. Okay. So basically, all our obstacles, you know, become in the form of sesame seed scorpion, black sesame seed scorpion. Black sesame seed itself, the nature of the seed, nature of that particular phenomena, it itself has a the meaning of absorption of obstacles, absorption of negativities. The seed itself. When the seed form into a scorpion, scorpion image, then again it has a great spiritual significance of absorption of our negativities, our obstacles, and indifferences. So this is not a form of art, it is a form of spiritual practice. It is the practice which is derived from thousands of years, which is one of the Buddhist practice, in the category of preliminary practice. In order for us to engage in advanced spiritual practices, normally there's a lot of encounter of obstacles in life, obstacle in our practices, obstacle in our concentrations and wisdom towards the Dharma practices. So this Vajradhaka Fire Puja is very much recommended for us to practice, you know, before getting into any advanced spiritual journey. It is also recommended to if we wish to do any kind of big projects, big plans in life, you know, any form of the major plans in life, in order to be successful, to happen according to your wish, then again there may be a lot of obstacles, and to clear the obstacles, this practice are also very much recommended. You know, and this practice can be done in a group, it can be done individually, and it can be done very easily. You know, it just requires like sesame seed for the substance. It is required to form in the image of like sesame seed scorpion, and if available with your knowledge of drawing the petrifying fire puja mandala, drawing which is drawn on the fire mandala there, then you draw the pacifying fire puja mandala, And on top of that, if you can afford, if you have, then you put the Vajradhara statue, which is statue opening mouth. So then inside the statue, you put a charcoal, then while reciting the mantra, the Vajradhara mantra, then you offer, you offer the sesame seed from the image of the scorpion, you offer into the Vajradhara's mouth. And the moment they enter into Vajradhara's mouth, there is a wisdom fire will consume all the negativities and all the obstacles. That's how the spiritual practice of the Vajradhara were able to clear obstacles. So when you take the sesame seed, you should use these three thumb and two finger like this. So you should scoop like that. You don't scoop like this. Scoop like this. Then when you throw, you don't throw like that. You throw like this. Om Vajradhara Kakakaya, Om Vajradhara Kakakaya, Om Vajradhara Kakakaya, Sapa, Mandana, Vekupami, Guru, Yusoma, Om Vajradhara Kakakaya. So, if you are doing this individually at home or anywhere, then you can do a lot of meditation. Each time when you throw, after that, then you purify specific obstacles. Remember specific obstacles to consume by the Vajradhara fire mandala. Om Vajradhara Kakakaya, Sapa, Mandana, Vekupami, Guru, Yusoma, then you throw in, and after that you visualize that let's say a particular hell obstacle is completely consumed. Then another and it's an obstacle for your business, an obstacle for your spiritual path, or a specific obstacle that you keep triggering to you, that particular obstacle you purify. If you have a negative emotional kind of obstacle, then purify that particular negative emotion. You can do such kind of meditation. If you cannot afford to have the statue, you can just get a few bamboo sticks or few kind of any form of stick. Try to be non-poisonous wood, non-poisonous stick. Best if you can get sandalwood or any of the non-poisonous like fruit trees, mango trees, any of the those non poisonous tree, and you put a cross
triangle.
Okay. Triangle. You create a stick in a triangle image. Then in the middle you put the charcoal or whatever you on the fire, then you put the sesame seed inside there. So instead of for me to go through it, you can take back the copied Vajradhara fire puja text. So inside there, there's a simple visualization, that you can conduct the arising of fire mandala, blessing the fire to actualize the fire mandala. And after that, there's a self-generation of your oneself being a deity. Then when you offer the sesame seed, then visualization of cleansing the obstacles and negativities. So, it's less than I think one page, or maybe about one and a half page, whatever. So very, very condensed practice, but very powerful practice. The amount of sesame seed, each event, it can be very little, it can be more. So it's up to individual. So whatever it is one of the very powerful preliminary practices to purify our karma and obstacles in life and our spiritual practice. It is one of the very powerful way to accumulate merit. even though the sesame seed visualized as a negativities, then consumed by Vajradhara fire puja, Vajradhara fire mandala, but in the ultimate aspect, in fact, we are making the extensive offering to the Ten Direction Buddhas, so that we can accumulate so much merit. And those of you who have Yamantaka initiation or any of the high school tantric initiation, then before you do the fire puja, then you should, it's good to do the at least the short satana from Yamantaka. Then before the dissolution part, in the satana, in the latter part, there's that dissolution, dissolving the mandala into empty. So you should stop there. Before the dissolution, you stop, then use the Vajradhaka fire puja mandala text. You do the fire puja, complete it, including the auspicious prayer, then go back to the Yamataka satana. Continue from the conclusion part after the auspicious prayer at the end. So that way, it becomes a very meaningful practice. It becomes a very, very essential practice. And also, this Vajradhaka fire puja can be very meaningful to dedicate to the diseased people, diseased beings. then again, the Vajra Master should do strong concentration of meditations to dissolve the diseased beings' karma, negativities, sufferings, in case they're born into the lower realms, or in case they're struggling in the illuminated state, then draw all their sufferings and karma and dissolve into the sustenance state, then consumed by the Vajradhaka, by the fire chandala. In that way, any of the diseased being become a spirit, then instantly they gain the liberation from the from that suffering state. If they're born in the three lower realms, then they will implant a virtuous imprint. Then, that virtuous imprint is a basis for the cause for them to actualize higher rebirth without much delay. So there's also very much benefit. In particularly, those beings, those diseased beings who born as a wandering spirit, then this fire puja will help to show the path and detach from the whatever object or persons or their memories which hold them back to be the wandering spirit. And this puja will show them the right path to the destiny of their proper rebirth. And those of us here who wish to cultivate a lot of retreat, a lot of practices, be a very serious Buddhist practitioner, then from the Tibetan Vajrayana Buddhist point of view, the Vajradhaka fire puja is regarded one of the very essential mudra practice, preliminary practice. Such as that if you wish to conduct the 3 year great retreat on any of the high street tantric deity, then it is requirement for us to complete a minimum 110,000 Vajradhaka fire puja. Minimum 110,000 is a water practice. So, and some of the those who are even more serious, they conduct at least like 400,000. And there's also masters who conduct even million times. And we can see their spiritual realizations, very powerful realizations on their spiritual path due to engaging in such a profound and extensive preliminary practices. So all these are things that individual can apply if you will effort to do it. So those of you who don't have Yamataka initiation, then you can generate more compassion towards sentient beings, as well as compassion towards yourself, being as a samsaric being who is completely dominated by karma and delusion, and completely dominated by the result of the past karma and delusion, which is in the suffering form. Then here, all this result, the suffering, as well as the cause, the karma and delusion, that instantly dissolving into the substance here. And those of you who are not participating in offering the substance, then I have very big one. I think so.
Yeah, we came up prepared.
So that one, you know, you all should visualize that all the negative is obstacle, dissolve into that. You know, and I will try my best to check. I will try my best to do from my part, and you will try your best to visualize that all the negativities, everything dissolving into that particular score. So when we draw, and each time when we draw, we will be reciting the Vishuddhamma 5 Puja the mantra, and you can try to recite it. If you cannot, then you can recite Om Mani Padme Hum, or you can recite the Amitabha's mantra, Om Shri Jivita and Om Pe. So either mantra is okay. Thank you. So later when I put the seed, then maybe about after 10-15 times later, then so there's a name for the disease people. Then. So once I complete the throwing the names for the disease people, then after that, then you people can line up to offer. So each time, maybe 6 or 7 people, then maybe each plate, maybe you can do about 10-15 times. Then after that, you go back to your seat, and later another group come, so you can do that. Thank you. We will recite in Tibetan, so you can follow. Otherwise, you can read it in English.
Mm-hmm.